Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's the Gwinnett Chamber Business Expo and Job Fair. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
All right, Mike Salmon back at the Gwinnett Chamber's Business Expo, and joining us now from the Gwinnett Center, it's Bill Blackwell. He's the Business and Community Development Manager of the building that we are actually in. Bill, thanks for stopping by the booth.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Here at the Gwinnett Center, talk just in general terms about the Gwinnett Center. There is so much on this campus.
Yeah, the 99-acre campus includes the 13,000-seat arena, which most people are aware of. The convention center is next door. We have the space we're in today, which is 50,000 square feet of exhibit halls. We've got a 20,000 square foot grand ballroom. There are 23 meeting rooms for meetings of any size and shape. There's the Performing Arts Center and a 700-seat theater there. And then, of course, we are still connected with the Hudgens Center for the Fine Arts, which we don't operate, but which we work very closely with. So a lot of things here in a very a small space.
As the Business and Community Development Manager, what is your role here on campus?
Basically, I'm in sales, and as you well know, we've got the marquee on I-85, which is our most highly visible form of advertising. We've got digital signage at the three entry points to the campus, two on Sugarloaf, one on Satellite. And in the arena building, we have 15 backlit concourse signs. We've got naming rights on certain areas of the building that are available. We've got the ribbon board around the seating bowl, and of course the scoreboards on either end of the building. So a number of different ways we can work with companies. We have companies that take advantage of hospitality options in the suites. We've got companies that want to do branding and use the signage for those purposes. So there are a number of different ways we work with our partners to try to enhance their business.
And of course, with all the events going on campus, that's a lot of people, that's a lot of eyeballs, and that's what you want to offer to the companies that are trying to brand themselves.
The average over the last 4 years has been 1.2 million 1.2 million people through the facilities each year. That breaks down roughly 850,000 in the arena, around 400,000 through the convention center and the performing arts center. So a number of eyeballs to see that. And then you take in consideration that you average 177,000 cars a day going by the I-85 sign. On Sugarloaf, I think the traffic count is around 30,000 cars a day. On Satellite, it's about 28,000 cars a day. So a lot of people are exposed to the advertising and events and different things that we do here.
For those that want to find out more about the Gwinnett Center, maybe the events going on, give us the website and all that information. And then for companies that want to look into maybe advertising here on campus, give us that information.
Okay. For the website, it's www.gwinnettcenter.com. You can find information on all things Gwinnett Center at that site. Our marketing department keeps that up to date with upcoming shows, upcoming events, everything that's going on in any of the three buildings. And if they have interest in advertising, my information is just bblackwell@gwinnettcenter.com. Or if they're interested in hospitality options, whether it's club seating, individual seats for certain shows, or a year-round suite, Nancy Golden in the Premium Services Department would be the contact there.
Something for everybody. Bill, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Bill Blackwell, Business and Community Development Manager for the Gwinnett Center, joining us here from the Gwinnett Chambers Business Expo.